Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's get you caught up on those big news stories. We call it, Did You Hear This?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
The IRS announced that the Arizona family's rebate is subject to federal income taxes. Arizona Senate President Warren Peterson is hoping that the Arizona's Attorney General Chris Mays and Governor Hobbs can do something to stop this.
The whole reason we did this is because of the inflation, so it doesn't make sense. If we wouldn't have collected the taxes, they wouldn't have been taxed on it. But now that we're giving it back, now they are being taxed on it. I mean, this is insane.
What does this mean for families?
It's silly. It shows you what the IRS is capable of. This is why, and not the IRS, the federal government. The IRS just does what the law says they have to do. This is an example of what we talk about in overtaxation, the government getting into your pocket. These are the examples I think my Republican friends in the state legislature and other places should be jumping on and saying, these are the things we're talking about. It's easy when it's class warfare, when you're saying we're only going to hammer the rich, but this is affecting families. Our state said we are going to give this tax money back to the taxpayer. It's their money to begin with. We're going to give it back to them to help ease inflation. The federal government calls it income, means you're going to be taxed. That's an example of exactly what I'm talking about. If nothing else, use it as an example. But also, let's hope the governor can get involved. Let's hope Senator Sinema can get involved and make this silly thing go away. If not, use this in your mind as an example of what I'm talking about with an overreaching government that gets deeper in everybody's pockets.
United Phoenix Firefighters Local 493 Union President Brian Willingham spoke with you today about the concerns he has over staffing and resources for the Phoenix Fire Department. Willingham says these low numbers can contribute to personal crises.
The national standard for a fire department response is 5 minutes. Unfortunately, the city of Phoenix, we have a 9-minute response time now, so it's almost double what the standard is. And what that means to you, Mike, is when your loved one, count to 60 seconds 9 times when they're not breathing. That's an eternity, man.
Should Phoenix raise taxes to help provide resources to the fire department?
You know me, I'm not a fan of tax increases. He talked about public safety being 65% of the general budget for the city of Phoenix. I am never in favor of tax increases. We should fully fund what we need in public safety first and then ask the people of Phoenix to raise taxes for the other things we would like. If it's a priority, it should always be fully funded. Do we need to raise taxes for the other things we want? I guess that's a possibility. But what I'm saying here, we may have a philosophical difference on this. But absolutely, if you're asking me, do we need the funding necessary to build the fire stations, to buy the fire trucks and employ the firefighters and paramedics that we need? We absolutely do. A 9-minute response time to any emergency is far too long, especially for a proud agency like Phoenix Fire, which has consistently been known as one of the best in the entire nation. The only reason why they have fallen back on response times certainly isn't on behalf of the firefighter. It isn't the problem of the firefighters. It's a staffing issue and an equipment issue. That's on us as taxpayers to get them what they need. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the biggest headlines.
The United States Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on behalf of the fishing industry. They are challenging a law that requires them to bring federal regulators on board to observe catch laws are followed. They want judges to overturn a 1984 case that decided that regulatory agencies' decisions should be deferred to as long as the decision of the regulators is reasonable.
Conservative justices made clear they think that case gives too much power to regulators. They want judges to take some of that power back, and they want to overturn that 1984 case. Liberals warned that that could cause chaos because thousands of cases depend on that 1984 precedent is that the federal government manages.
According to the American Bar Association, federal courts have referred to the 1984 case tens of thousands of times, making it one of the most cited cases in history. If it is overturned, how does it change the way we understand the federal government's power?
I think what it will do is it will take away some of the automatic bureaucratic regulatory power that they have, that when someone, some bureaucrat decides we need to do this and we need to make this more strict, they're going to have to jump through some hoops to prove it. We are overregulated. More than we are overtaxed, or as much as we are overtaxed, we are overregulated. The state of Arizona has scaled back over 3,000 regulations in about the last 10 years, and we have not seen the quality of life diminish one bit. We have not seen the quality of workmanship diminish one bit. We are overregulating businesses. For these people in these fisheries, a lot of them are very small companies. The cost of what you buy goes up, and what they have to spend to comply goes up. I love the fact that this may rein in some of the automatic regulatory powers, return the power back to the business people. I think it's a responsible thing to do, and I hope it gets done.
Queen Creek Police Chief Randy Bryce spoke to the city council, and he promised that the police is not giving up in their search for justice for Preston Lord's family.
Our commitment, our fervor to finding justice for the family and for Preston. And I'm going to say this over and over every day when I'm asked, is that to those that are responsible for the murder of Preston, you will be held accountable. Arrests are coming, and we will bring justice to the family.
Are you surprised that they don't have these criminals in custody yet?
No, I'm not surprised. These investigations take a long time. And along with what it took to get, what felt like it took to get action on this was a lot of media attention. But what comes a lot with a lot of media attention comes a lot of scrutiny. When all eyes are on this, the police know that their goal is to make arrests. But more than just arrests, they need to make arrests of people where the cases can stick. You want to get the people that are guilty, obviously, but you want to build a case that can't be beaten, because there would be nothing worse than to make an arrest in haste and have a case get thrown out or get diminished. So they are dotting the I's, I imagine, and crossing the T's so that when they announce an arrest, when that case goes to trial, they have everything they need to get a conviction and a judge can enforce a sentence. And I think those are the steps they're taking. It's taking longer than people want, but I think it's because they're doing their due diligence, and I do think that there will be satisfaction and justice in the long run. Great job, Julia. Big news day. A lot going on. Big stories.